T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, let's get it. I got 5 hours. It's a sprint, not a marathon. Another KM to AM on The Fan in New York. Happy to be here, ready to talk to everybody about the sports. The sports are sportsing, and we've got the World Series on tonight. Your New York Knicks on tonight. Brian Daboll on the hot seat tonight. I'm not going to entertain that too much. I mean, I'll take your calls on it. I don't know why everybody wants to fire the guy right now. It's not going to happen. The Jets on a bye. And, we'll start with the World Series. We'll unpack that. We'll get into everything else. It's just interesting how, you know, the most wonderful time shakes out. If you listen to me, I always say, it's the most wonderful time in regards to this time of the year. Like, Christmas is cool, but this time of the year where we have what's called the sports equinox like we had last night, whatever you're into is on. And if you're like me and you're into all four major sports, you've got an eye on everything. So we had the sports equinox last night. And who stole the show? Not Monday Night Football, as the Chiefs dominated the Commanders without Jaden Daniels. Not the NHL slate. Not the NBA slate. The World Series. Major League Baseball won in a big way. That game took forever. You know, that's one thing. Like, it was on forever. So even if you did watch Monday Night Football, even if you did watch one of the hockey games, that's a 6.5 hour game. And it's across time zones, right? They were out west in Cali, but, you know, they were cutting to Japan and people watching where Ohtani grew up. Obviously, all of Canada is watching, rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays. And most of America is watching. I was even doing the show last night, which is great, right? Because, you know, I started watching the game at home. I made a joke. I was like, you know, I took the train last night. And my parlay for the game cashed at like 10:30. I didn't have to see the whole game through. I kind of wish I did a little bit more after you see them put up, you know, 16 hits for the Dodgers, 15 hits for the Blue Jays, 11 total runs, 18 innings. I wish I bet a little bit more. There was a lot to be had there. But, you know, I'm hearing a lot of people today talk about whether they went to sleep or not. I didn't go to sleep last night until like 3:45 in the morning. And I was in here watching the game and I got a couple calls like, hey man, talk about the World Series. I'm like, I'm watching it. I think it was Richie in Queens that was like, you're like 30 seconds ahead. So like your reactions, I was like, okay, I don't want to give it away. But again, you know, I found myself rooting for the Dodgers. And going into this World Series matchup, as a Yankee fan, I'm down on baseball. Can't root for either one of these teams. Lesser of two evils. This sucks. Hockey is better than baseball. I was, you know, jokingly putting out there. I'm more into puck now. But when you get a classic like that, if you're actually a baseball fan, it doesn't matter who you're rooting for. You're rooting for the game. 888-808-1019. We were just rooting for that game to continue. We were rooting for the dramatics of that game. We were rooting for anything to happen in that game to continue to make it memorable and something that you'll never forget. And there were so many twists and turns in the game as I was on air. I was reading from Underdog MLB. World Series Game 3 highlights. Ohtani intentionally walked three times. We'll come back to that. Kershaw escapes the jam. Dodgers 10th inning relay. Ohtani thrown out at second. Edmund nails IKF at third. Ohtani's second homer ties it. Vlad's mad dash from first. Vlad's throw gets a runner at third. Kirk with the three-run homer. Barger with the cannon at the plate. Ohtani's first homer. Teoscar's solo shot. Bo Bichette picked off after a late strike call. Like, it was a crazy game. A lot of different highlights on offense and defense. But the main takeaway that people are talking about today or having today, the main take today is about the intentional walk. And, like, there should be some type of rule to change it or limit it. I disagree. Everybody's also saying that Ohtani's the best player ever, the greatest we've ever seen, right? Sure. So why would you pitch to that guy? If this is the outright best player you've ever seen, a guy that hits 50 home runs, a guy that leads off, has the most at-bats, the guy who will also be the starting pitcher on the mound tonight, why would you pitch to him? You take him out of the game because you can. John Schneider did this all year against Aaron Judge. I'm not pitching to Ohtani. Even if there's a situation that calls for it, they pitch around him. So what are you talking about? Like, oh, you should only be able to intentionally walk a guy twice. Well, then they'll just pitch around him like Little did. Little didn't give him a strike to hit. So I think that's just like strategy. I think that's smart. There was a viral video of Ryan Howard, Gary Sheffield, Shane Victorino, like some former players in a suite. And every time Ohtani was coming up, they were putting up the four. Walk him. Walk him. Why would you let the guy that hits 50 homers in his building be the guy to end the game, to walk you off? Let somebody else beat you. It's pretty simple. They're never changing that. They're never changing the intentional walk. Now, they've already changed the game for Ohtani, obviously, because he's a pitcher and a hitter. You know, tonight, whenever they pull him from the game, he'll stay in the game as a hitter. I was also here the night and watch live Ohtani hit three home runs to end the Brewers season for them to sweep the Brewers. And then after that first game of this World Series, they flashed the stat once Toronto won that, like, you know, the teams that go seven games in the CS versus teams that sweep in the CS are more likely to beat the teams that sweep, whatever. Now, the numbers that we're looking at are, you know, I think it's 60, 70% of the teams that win game three go on to win the World Series. The Dodgers had to win that game last night. And even the thought of a position player pitching is nuts. But it's strategy, right? Because it's a seven-game series, potentially. You got to do what you got to do. You do have a game tomorrow and the next day. They were running out of arms. But you know what? With all the talk about the Los Angeles deferrals and the super team that they have and the loophole that they exploit, you get a performance out of a guy named Will Klein, who most people had no idea who he was, myself included. I don't act like I know everybody in Major League Baseball. Shout out to Pitchers Clips on Instagram. They compiled all this stuff about Will Klein. They said, you know, from Danny Vetti, this will go down as the Will Klein game. On a super team with $300 million-plus in contracts all over the field, it was the last guy in the bullpen making league minimum who had been released by three teams, started the year in the minors, and left off the playoff roster until the World Series. That gets it done. He gets the win. That performance with the world watching, incredible. Will Klein, postseason legend forever. This came from the degenerates at DGen Betting. Four scoreless innings, 70-plus pitches. He had never thrown more than 40 in a game before. Had a career ERA above 5. Bravo, man. You know, something I always say, I remember saying this about the night Cam Schlittler went out there and dominated the Red Sox. I remember the nervous energy in Yankee Stadium. And, you know, I kept yelling out, Yanks in three. And then as I'm talking to people, I'm like, you all right? You all right? I'm like, listen, be happy that you're at this game. And as we watched Dodger Stadium last night, nobody left. Everybody was on their feet. They had nowhere to go. Shout out to Major League Baseball for not having Manfred's man on second. How many times you hear me say, until they kick us out? We don't need it in the regular season. And look, we had the Detroit Tigers versus the Seattle Mariners with a classic. That just got beat by last night's game. because they're not putting a ghost runner on second. They're letting the game play out. And if you're a real baseball fan, right, they always say, you know, baseball is a thinking man sport. You know, baseball is slow to a slow mind. There were so many little things to think about. Will Klein went to Eastern Illinois. He was a fifth-round pick. Traded by Kansas City, DFA'd by the Athletics. Traded for international bonus pool money. DFA'd by the Mariners. Like, the journey of this guy to go legend. Gabe Smallson writes, Will Klein had never pitched more than two innings in any of his 23 MLB appearances before tonight. His 72 pitches across four scoreless frames and only one hit allowed saved the Dodgers en route to Freddie Freeman's walk-off dinger. And that's where I go to Freddie. It was always Freddie. It was always Freddie. Even in that game, he was close. And after the game, he talked about his swings getting better. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to walk Ohtani and let somebody else beat you, Freddie Freeman is there. He's ready for the moment. Only guy with two walk-off home runs in the World Series. He did it in the first game in their building last year. He did it in the first game in their building this year. And you know what? Freddie is Canadian. God bless his family. Rest in peace to his mother. He plays for Team Canada in a World Baseball Classic. How about the World Baseball Classic coming up? And Canada and Japan and America and every other team that's mixed in from the Dominican Republic to Puerto Rico to Mexico, having all those players, all those eyes on the game. Baseball won. So I found myself last night finishing my show here, listening to Big Mac's show. I was so happy for Big Mac because Big Mac's such a baseball guy. It's rare that he ever comes on at 2 in the morning and there's a World Series game on, let alone any baseball game on that we care about to talk about. And then I hung out here for a little while. Then I had to get on the train. And by the time I got to the train, I watched Freddie Freeman, no doubt, center field, home run down at the PATH train on my phone. And I just laughed. Like, of course, it was always Freddie. It was always going to land on Freddie Freeman. So an epic game. So many things to take away from that game. Like George Springer gets hurt. And when he got hurt against the Mariners, and he kind of paid their fans back, people made a lot about fans cheering, booing. I mean, George Springer is a villain. He cheated with the Astros. People don't like him. Now, I'm not saying that you should boo or I'm not saying that you should cheer someone's injury or anything like that. He gets booed. He gets the cheater chance. But it happened again against the Dodgers. They want that guy out of the game. They don't want to have to face him. And they won't have to face him tonight. He's not in the lineup. Bo Bichette is in at DH. Ohtani's on the mound. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to watching it. I wasn't looking forward to this World Series. Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in with this matchup and just the style of play. And you know what I found myself thinking as I was watching the game last night? The Yankees can never play this kind of game. Yankees would have been done. They don't have the pitching. They don't have the hitting. They don't have the defense. They could never get to 18 innings. I don't even think they get to 12, 13 when it matters the most. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the World Series conversation. We'll unpack those things as we get closer to 8 o'clock. Then the Knicks will be on as well. We'll definitely talk about the Knicks. A lot of Knicks fans disgruntled with the showing in Miami, and now there's a lot of criticism. And you knew it was going to come, right? New regime, new head coach, new style, new system, new players. You know, there are the Knicks fans that were delighted with the first two wins at home, saying, look how different this is. Oh, yeah, we got it. And then you knew those pessimistic Knicks fans were waiting for their opportunity to be like, see, look what happened down in Miami. So they have another road game tonight against Giannis and the Bucks. Giannis, who everybody knows, wants to be in New York. He's not going to be here, though. You got Mikal Bridges, you got Karl Anthony Towns, and you got to win with them. 888-808-1019. Of course, we will get to Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, Jackson Dart, as the Giants get ready to come home and face the 49ers. And like I said a few minutes ago, kind of joking about, like, I just don't think that they're firing Brian Daboll. Definitely not this year. And then he's got one more year on his contract. You don't think that they're going to give him one more year with Jackson Dart? They're not going to rock the boat. He could lose the rest of these games, but that's the thing. I don't think he's losing the rest of these games. He's got to coach these guys up. They got a scheme. They got a game plan. In game, he's got to be better. And you know what? It's not going to be easy because now you're down. Micah McFadden, Malik Nabers, Paulson Adebo, Javon Holland, you know what I'm saying? Cordell Flott, a bunch of other guys mixed in between. But nobody feels bad for you. You have the toughest strength of schedule. And this is the NFL where everybody's hurt. Everybody's banged up. And your rookie quarterback is getting a lot of praise. But now he doesn't have Cam Scataboo. So These guys got to figure it out. They should be able to beat the 49ers in their building. They need a win. We made a lot out of two wins, beating the Chargers and beating the Eagles. There were people talking playoffs, some people smelling a division. I never bit on it. I'm just like, hey, let's take it easy. It's fun. There's some life. There's some juice. But now, some bumps in the road. Brian Daboll has to go out there with his coaching staff. Shane Bowen, you as well. Mike Kafka, you as well. And find a way to get some wins down the stretch. If they keep losing, we're going to be talking about what are they doing with another top 10 pick right now on Tankathon. They're six. And the Jets, hey, enjoy it. You're not going to lose this week. You're not going to lose back-to-back weeks. They're on a bye week, but I'm sure we'll find a way to talk about Aaron Glenn, Justin Fields, Woody Johnson, and what the Jets are looking ahead to when they face the Browns at home. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're 15 minutes in. There's my open. I've got 5 hours tonight. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk to me. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Sports talk show, WFAN, The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. You know, it's the same thing. I always joke. You guys don't get tired of this stuff. You guys talk about the same stuff every night, every hour, every day. And so do I. Let's go to Robbie in Brooklyn, first on The Fan. What's up, Robbie?
Hello, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Listen, I'm a Yankee fan just like you are. And I got to say, I was a little bit perturbed when the Blue Jays started with, you know, Guerrero, with the Yankees lose and all that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it brings me to the point where, like, a couple of guys were complaining, especially Lugi. They were complaining about Ohtani not getting a chance to hit because of the intentional walk. The intentional walk has been around for like 100 years, man. They used to walk Don Mattingly. They used to intentionally walk
Barry Bonds.
Everybody. You know, Yogi Berra got intentionally walked.
Yeah, you know, Yankee fans, we were bragging this year about how much Judge got intentionally walked. MVP case.
My point is this. If the manager puts up the right guy behind him, we're talking RBIs all over the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and look at the Dodgers.
As far as the Blue Jays are concerned, you know, they think that Guerrero's their best player. By far, their best player in the playoffs was Clemente. The dude was like...
He's a baller.
On base, 9 out of 10 times at bat.
Yeah, he's very underrated, and he's lower in their lineup. Thanks for the call, Robbie. You know, his numbers are incredible throughout the whole playoffs, whole postseason. But so are Guerrero's. His numbers are better in this World Series. I don't know if they're better in the whole postseason, but they have a deep team. They have guys off the bench that they can go to, right? They had a pinch-hit grand slam in the first game. And these guys have become household names. You know, Dalton Varshaw, Addison Barger, Ernie Clement. Guys that you're not thinking about, even guys that you might have known.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Someone like Andres Jimenez has starred for them. On top of, obviously, the usual suspects of Springer, Vladdy, Alejandro Kirk, and now Bo Bichette coming back. But yeah, back to what the call started with, the intentional walk. They're going to continue to change baseball because they have to. I don't see there being a change in how many times you can intentionally walk a guy. It's strategy. It's part of the game. And like I said, okay, there are ways around it. You might not have to throw up a four to intentionally walk him. You just pitch around him. You don't give him a strike to hit.
Who in their right mind would pitch to Ohtani?
Nobody. I'm not. That's why I said there were legends out there watching the game, and every time he came up, they threw up a four because you can't explain that. If the base is open and Ohtani is up, you walk him because how do you go in that post game as John Schneider saying, yeah, we pitched to the greatest player of all time and he beat us.
He's better than Bonds in his prime at this point.
He's better than anything we've seen.
It's insane.
I'm the biggest Ohtani hater. I have folded.
No,
I've been hating on Ohtani since he came in. I have completely folded. I can't. There's no case for me to make against the guy.
The guy you call Juan Soto a machine. This guy is a
he's an alien.
He's an alien.
Like, how proud they are in Japan that they created this guy in whatever lab or he landed there, because it doesn't make sense. And as we're about to watch him pitch tonight, he could dominate them. They got to all be spent. They got to all be so tired from that last night.
He's in the locker room last night screaming when Dave Roberts said we got a game tonight. Shohei's starting. He's going crazy.
They live for this. That's why he's there. You know, somebody was talking about with me online. Actually, it was Pharoah Monch. I don't know if you guys know Pharoah Monch, the hip-hop artist. He actually commented on one of the WFAN Instagram posts. I was so pumped to see him. I was like, yo, I just rapped over your beat. But he said something about, I think, Tiki's take about the Yankees building around Judge. And I'm like, it's different. Ohtani's not homegrown. Ohtani is KD joining the Warriors and saying, hey, I don't need the money. Let's defer my money so we can continue to be the Warriors.
Yeah, no, it's exactly. I'm trying to think of if KD is even at Ohtani's level, and I don't even know if he is. But I love that. I get the analogy.
He's the can't beat him, join him. Yeah. This is a guy that, okay, as much as, you know, you just mentioned Juan Soto being a robot, as much as we went back and forth all season about Juan Soto because he went from Yankees to Mets, Ohtani did the same thing. He was in L.A. for the Anaheim Angels for 6 years. I'm not moving. I'm just going to go to the better team across town.
Yeah.
And not even just go to the better team. I am going to work with them where I defer 80% of my contract, and then I set the precedent for others to follow. And then I open the door because I've deferred money. We got to get Yamamoto. You just saw him in the World Baseball Classic. This is my buddy. Even those guys last night, there was a camera specifically on Ohtani. He ran out to celebrate with Yamamoto because Yamamoto wanted parts of this. No, we're not throwing a position player. This is the World Series.
Yeah.
Yamamoto's rubber arm was ready to go if need be.
Yeah,
Ohtani went to find him after the game.
Right, and Roberts said today, I believe, that it wouldn't have been Yamamoto. It would have been Miguel Rojas in there in the 19th
inning. Even watching Miguel Rojas is at bats last night, I'm like, why is he in this game?
Which is crazy that Miguel Rojas was an inning away from pitching in a World Series game, which is a whole other conversation.
There?
But again, just an incredible job by Ohtani. And this is why when Yankee fans get angry when Aaron Judge is intentionally walked, this is the reason why. It is a weapon to use so you do not let your best person beat you. to let the opposing team's best version beat you.
And you can't compare it to like Hack a Shaq or like, you know, in the NFL trying to keep the offense off the field. You know, like, don't let Mahomes get the ball back. It's a completely different thing, and baseball is a completely different thing. There's no clock. That's why we got what we got last night.
The guy was 4-for-4. What do you want? Schneider did everything right yesterday.
And I watched. I bet on him.
along with Klein, Lauer on the Blue Jays was excellent last night,
yeah.
too. That guy.
Yeah, that'll get lost in the shuffle.
And it did, because if the Blue Jays win that game, he's the MVP.
Yeah, 4 2/3.
Shut down baseball
against
that
the Dodgers
lineup
in their building. Insane. Baseball is crazy. Baseball is nuts. Tony's in Middletown, New Jersey, next with us on the Fan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Keith, a pleasure to speak with you. I couldn't help listening to you, and you brought up the Yankees not being able to get past the 12th inning.
If
I was
that.
Thinking what you were thinking, saying to myself, how could Toronto have 4 key players brought up from the minor leagues that no one even heard about and hit and play so well? We bring up clowns that are highly touted that do nothing.
Because it's not a meritocracy. It's not merit-based. It's not based on, like, hey, who's earned it or who's the best talent or who should be here. The Yankees love to play games with their favoritism, with who they see fit. I feel like a team like Toronto, they're playing all their guys. They're playing who they've got, who worked their way there. Like, Max Scherzer started that game. Chris Bassett appeared in that game. Those guys were not on the ALDS roster when we faced them. All hands on deck at this point.
Keith, I had it under my pillow because I'm 75 years old, right? But I love baseball. So I'm listening to it under my pillow, and I wouldn't go to sleep because I thought it was probably one of the best games you're ever going
to see. But you had to rest your eyes.
Yeah, because I'm shot, you know what I mean? But I look at this, and I keep saying to myself, look at how good these teams are.
Battling.
Toronto payroll, I bet you, is not even close to what the Yankees pay.
Well, it is. It is. The Dodgers are 2, and the Blue Jays are 5. Thanks for the call, Tony. But yeah, as I'm watching, I'm like, the Yankees could never survive in a heavyweight match like this. They can't. They 18 innings? If they could get 3 innings after the ninth, like, I don't see it. They fold. Somebody's going to make an error. It's going to be 3 up, 3 down, maybe all 3 strikeouts. And then if it's the Dodgers or if it's the Blue Jays, one of those guys are coming up clutch to hit the home run. One of those guys are coming up clutch with a double, a leadoff double, and then somebody else is doubling. And then again, we get back to how the Yankees are built. The Yankees are built to hit home runs, the Bronx Bombers, right? Home runs win these games. Home runs win these games. It was almost like a swing off at the end. You knew that the Dodgers were just, hey, whether it was Will Smith or Max Muncy or Freddie Freeman, it was just like warning track after warning track after warning track hit. And it's like, hey, somebody's going to get a hold of one. Somebody's going to hit it out for the Dodgers and end this. Jonathan is in Los Angeles on the Fan. What's up, John?
Yo, what's good, my guy? You know me, bro. You know that I hate this team. I mean, I hate most of the fans because all the smack that, you know, they give me.
You're among them. You can't escape. You live in L.A.
I can't.
You're a Yankee fan in Dodger land.
Yesterday, I went to Disneyland. The whole world were on their phones. Everyone, oh, go, everyone. And I'm like, man, I'm fed up with this. But you know what, man? I give credit to where credit's due. I hate that team, but that team plays crisp, good baseball, man. I mean, and I got to give them credit, man. That pitcher, Klein, I believe, he was the MVP of the game. Cause
oh, yeah.
If it wouldn't been for him, the Dodgers would have lost, man.
Will Klein. He's the last guy before they go to a position player or one of their starters, and Yamamoto was literally in the bullpen warming up.
Yeah, man. And you know what? If they win the World Series, I sort of wanted the Blue Jays to win for Don Mattingly. But the hell with it, man. I was waiting for
Donnie Baseball to get in at bat last night. I'm like, throw Donnie into the batter's box. Maybe he can get a hold of one.
Bro, really quick. But yeah, man, I give respect where respect is due. So the Dodgers win it. Hey, hats off to them. And my guy, I'm going to go see your New Jersey Devils on Sunday, man. I'm going to try to go see Don LaGreca. Pretty cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. So hopefully they're going to be in Anaheim on Sunday. So, So yeah, man. Hopefully
the Devils keep rolling.
We don't got a hockey team, so we'll probably, me and Bash will probably, you know, hop in. But who knows, bro? Other than that, great show as always, my guy. Thank you.
Enjoy that, Jonathan. Go see Donnie Pucks. The Devils will play tonight at 9. Jacob Markstrom is back, and the Devils are looking for 9 in a row. They leave the comfort of the Prudential Center, and let's see if they can do it on the road here. They've got the Avalanche, the Sharks again, the Avalanche again. They just played them and beat them in overtime in Newark. But they've got the Avalanche, the Sharks, and then the Kings on Saturday. That's where, you know, Jonathan will go see the Devils. I'll have an eye on that later. I'll definitely have an eye on that later. But back to, you know, the Dodgers and their dominance. And as Yankee fans, it's tough to root for them because there's so many things that remind you of what the Yankees were. And then obviously the pain of last year. But I was thinking last year, I was like, this World Series already way better than last year's World Series. I went to game 3 last year. Walker Buehler pitched. The Yankees didn't take the bat off their shoulders. Like, we went down 3-0, and then it was always, it's another prayer, just like it was this year. You go down 2-0 to the Blue Jays. Oh, well, can they do what they did in 96? Can they? No. No. It's not that simple. Now, here's something interesting I was saying last night, because I was on the air that Sunday after the Yankees lost game 2 of the ALDS in Toronto. I said, I don't think any team can beat the Blue Jays 3 games in a row. Can the Dodgers win tonight with Ohtani on the mound and then set up a closeout game in their building tomorrow? We'll find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Glenn is in New Orleans. Glenn, you're back on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, been a few months, but I do watch you on YouTube, and that's where I was last night with C-Mac watching the game.
Nice.
It was tremendous. It really was. 18 innings, it reminded me of my Red Sox-Dodgers game, which ended the same way, a Dodger walk-off home run. But, I mean, it was a well-played game, and like you said, Klein and Lauer coming in and pitching four-plus innings of shutdown baseball. There was no way I was going to sleep. I was hoping it was going to keep on going and break that 18-inning record myself.
Right.
But anyway, Keith, you were talking about the nexus of the sports. Don't forget, college hoops start Monday. And I can't wait for those 2 weeks coming up.
You have a college team down there that you like, or a national team that you follow, a blue blood team?
I'm an LSU guy, but we're pathetic. I mean, we're the bottom. Football fired Kelly. Stink. I mean, it's bad down here. And the Red Sox aren't any better. But I just wanted to check in. And C-Mac was great. I just stumbled on it. Because I can't stand Smoltz.
Yeah, no one wants to listen to him go on.
Yeah. But I listened to you and always enjoy the show. Keep up the good work, man. But that was a terrific ball game.
Yes, it was. Thanks for the call, Glenn. And yeah, shout out to C-Mac. You could hear the joy in his voice. Honestly, I was hoping the game ended while I was on. I pass it over to C-Mac. I'm in here listening to the first half hour of his show before I head to the train. And then I do, you know, once I get above ground off the train, I listen to C-Mac go on and on about baseball, you know, and how great this is for the game and how baseball won. And, like, what does this do for tonight? All these guys are tired. And, like, neither the Dodgers or Blue Jays have a strong pen. So it falls on the managers. These managers got to manage their asses off. They have to push the right buttons, pick the right guys, pinch hits. Guys coming out of bullpen, it just adds another layer of thought and another layer of suspense. Like, is Ohtani going to come out here and pitch a complete game now for an encore? Yamamoto did it twice. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun when you can lean more into the sport, the league. I don't know the ratings, you know, how many people are watching, and you think about that. You think about staying up, where you were. You'll be telling that story for years to come. And then not be so wrapped up in, it's not my team, or I hate both of these teams. You know, I want these teams to lose. Like, I was thinking about the longest game that I remember watching, and that was directly tied to me in 2014 I was in the MLB fan cave. The Boston Red Sox played 19 innings against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And I was telling Fleegs last night, I'm like, I always remember that game because it went on and on and on. And the whole premise of the MLB fan cave, we were the last class under Bud Selig. Rob Manfred said, we don't need a fan cave. What is this? How much are you paying these kids to watch baseball? The whole premise was these eight fans are in New York City watching all 2,430 regular season games from first pitch to last out. It was like a social experiment. That night in August of 2014, my boy Mike, it was his birthday, and we used to go out and party in the city, after the last out. That night we had bottle service at Hotel Chantel, and we never claimed those bottles because the Boston Red Sox and Anaheim Angels played till 19 innings. I was falling asleep by the time we got out of there. Never got to the club, never went out, and that was one. We still talk about that 11 years later. Like, my boy's birthday was ruined. We didn't go to the club. The girls went to the club. Some random people took our, bottle service, VIP section, and we all had texts. Where are you guys at? What are you doing? Like, people couldn't understand. Like, we work for Major League Baseball. There's no Manfred man on second. We are trapped here. They will not release us. We can't get our car service. The security wouldn't even let us leave if we wanted to until the final out. So, yeah, that one always stands out to me, the 2014 Red Sox Angels 19-inning game, just because, just for whatever it was
and
for.
And you missed out on Hotel Chantel, which...
Never saw it. I still, to this day, never entered there. I don't know if it exists still.
I think it's still open because it's downtown. It's on, like, Ludlow.
Lower East Side, yeah.
Yeah, Lower East Side. It's a good establishment if you're into that sort of thing.
Me, younger me 11 years ago, I was trying to get in there for real. I remember going to Los Feliz. I remember going to Pianos, No Fun, Hair of the Dog, like all those bars down there. And that was the thing. We spent the whole summer working for Major League Baseball and then, getting out at like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. And obviously this is a city that never sleeps, so we would end up in bars and clubs till 4 a.m., and we finally met a promoter and somebody in the club that got us bottle service because you could never get in that place. The only way you could get in is if you reserve bottles and you paid like $3,000 for bottles. We all chipped in, and I'll never do that again. I'm like, man, I ended up paying for a bottle that I never even saw. I never even laid eyes on. Anyway, baseball. They should have had Manfred's man on second in 2014. We would have been out of there. Moose is in Jamaica with us next. Go for it, Moose.
All got along. They probably got me down by the end.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
End of the song.
Hey.
Oh, man, you're Keith. What it do?
Seems like the whole city go against me every time I'm in the street.
Every time I'm in the I hear you. Yeah.
Man down.
Well, I stayed up. I was literally listening to your show, waiting to call to be like, who's number one track am I going to rep?
13 innings? 14 innings? 15? I'm like, this is going 19.
Like, geez, it was midnight and my eyes were getting watery, but I'm like, this is so freaking entertaining. This is the most entertaining I've been.
You can't go to sleep unless you fall asleep, because it's like, nothing beats seeing the live ending with your own eyes. It is so anticlimactic and such a disappointment to fall asleep and wake up the next day and be like, oh, I saw the highlights. Oh, I saw how it, like, I was invested. I started watching from the first inning. I left, took the train in, started watching it here during my show, gave you guys updates. My show ended, stayed here, listened to Big Mac, walked to the train, watching on my phone, sat there waiting for a delayed train. That's another thing. The train was delayed 20, 25 minutes. So that bought me time to watch Freddie Freeman hit that home run. I might have got on the train and missed that if it wasn't delayed.
Banana sauce. That's banana sauce right there. But no, on the real, like, you got to give it to the Blue Jays who try to scratch and claw and, like, fight off pitches and start rallies to get that one base knock to bring the runners home. They even had runners, like, in they didn't really have many runners in scoring position, but they tried to send runners from first base all the way home.
Yeah.
Doubles down the line. Teoscar just gunning them to the cutoff man. Boom, Tommy Edman making up for amends for that error that led to the three-run homer. Like, bro, it was bananas. And the real thing, like, home runs, dig the long ball. That's what I'm saying, bro. In.
Like, Shohei Homer to tie it, Freddie Homer to win it.
And quickly, that's how the Yankees figure out. And that's why I feel like, in terms of the Yankees not winning and the Dodgers being the new us from when we were dominant, maybe this is just the way of the wind blows. It's blowing towards the West, not so much the East with the stink of success. I mean, the Red Sox had their years, but it's been, what, since we last won, it's mostly been Giants, a couple random
Astros.
Teams like that. Well, the Astros more West, but
Dodgers.
Kansas City. But now it's the Dodgers and
Texas Rangers.
The archetype, the Texas Rangers Diamondbacks is just, I guess, the anomaly in the matrix. But once again, they paid for their World Series with Simeon and
Seager.
But
Max Scherzer and Chapman and Jordan Montgomery, and you know, they made moves.
Yeah,
and Nady Voldy. Yeah. Like, they made a lot of moves to make that team what it was, and they had young talent come up.
Obviously they, and beyond that, they reinvested in, like, certain position players, and they traded for everybody's closer that trade deadline and stockpile their bullpen and ride that. But quickly, because I know you got to go, here's the thing, Keith. This is what I'm sort of sensing, what I'm getting from the news I'm reading or just the talk shows in general. It's looking like a 5 to 6 to 7 year deal for Bellinger in the $30 million, $35 million range, or 10 to 12 years for 40-something to almost 50 or 45 for Tucker if the Yankees are going to swing for either one. And that's what I want you to comment on as I hang up. What would you rather have? The worst contract, younger, maybe higher ceiling player, or old, reliable, for cheaper and less years and we'll figure out the rest of the roster in between. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for bringing that to the table. Obviously, Yankees hot stove related more so than the Blue Jays Dodgers World Series. I can't tell you how much I don't care right now. I'm not there yet. But, you know, since you asked the question, would I rather Kyle Tucker over Cody Bellinger? Yeah, I'd rather Kyle Tucker. He's younger. But he's going to cost a lot more. And can he play left field in Yankee Stadium? I don't know. I don't know. I've seen him play right field. We have a guy in right field. I know a lot of fans are trying to get him to play first base and get him out of right field. Obviously, his elbow was an issue. He couldn't throw for the later part of this season. I think the Yankees are more inclined to work with Scott Boras and Cody Bellinger on a deal than go out there and pay top dollar for Kyle Tucker, who's going to be highly sought after. Now, I remember when Soto went to the Mets, the glazing of Kyle Tucker was at an enormous rate. People started to say he was better than Juan Soto. People started looking at OPS and different numbers. The Yankees got to trade for this guy. And the Houston Astros were not trading Kyle Tucker to the Yankees under any circumstance. But I remember it was like Luis Gil, whose name was mentioned. And most of us, myself included, were like, no, I can't do that. Now, the version of Luis Gil that you got in 2025, you would have given up Luis Gil for a year of Kyle Tucker for sure. He's a free agent now. I don't believe he's going back to the north side of Chicago. I believe he's from Tampa, obviously where the Yankee spring training facility is. The Yankees should be in on him. They should be checking on that. They should be knocking on that door. But I've got this sneaky suspicion that the Yankees aren't going to be spending big money. This isn't an offseason that I think that they're going to try and make a big splash. They should, though. Like, they should feel some type of way about being knocked out in the DS. They should feel some type of way about the team that they barely lost a division to by a game going to the World Series. And now we're watching a World Series between the two teams that knocked the Yankees off the last couple years. Like, I would hope that there'd be a sense of urgency and a burning fire to say, hey, we're right there. We got to do it. We got to get this guy and this guy and this guy. But I've come to lower my expectations. They're going to say, we got everything we need. We're good. We got Jason Dominguez. We got Spencer Jones. We got Aaron Judge. We got, I don't know, Cody Bellinger. Trent Grisham's probably gone. Somebody's going to pay him more than a qualifying offer, I assume. And after he folded in the postseason, I'm not so high on him anyway. Had a good prove-it year, but I don't expect him to be back. Kyle Tucker or Cody Bellinger, I think they go the Cody Bellinger way, and I think that Cody Bellinger wants to stay a Yankee. Happy wife, happy life. I remember seeing that picture go viral on Yankees Twitter of his wife, Cole's wife, and Carlos Rodon, the three of them in Legends, and everybody was saying, oh, yeah, he's staying. His wife doesn't want to leave New York. He's staying. So we'll see. We'll see. But I cannot tell you how much I do not care about that today. We will get to the hot stove time. We will get there when actual numbers and whatnot come out. But I feel like the Yankees are not going to, like last year, or the last 2 years were a result of Juan Soto. They traded for one of the best players in the game and they got him 2 years ago. And then they lost one of the best players in the game and they were ready to put up $760 million. So once you let the world know that, you better spend that money elsewhere. And they, you know, went out and got Max Fried and made a bunch of trades. I do expect some trades to be made. Surprise me with that. Go ahead and trade Spencer Jones. Trade Jason Dominguez. Go get me another starter. Cole's not going to be ready. Rodon's not going to be ready. But yeah, I am not so excited about this offseason for the New York Yankees because I think they're going to be content. I think they're going to look around the diamond. I think they're going to look at who they have coming back. I think they're going to look at like Cole coming back and be like, oh, we got enough. We're good. You know, what they got out of Cam Schlittler, what they got out of Will Warren, what they got out of Ben Rice. They went and got Caballero. He's probably going to be your opening day shortstop. Volpe, as soon as he gets ready, does some rehab games, kills it with the Somerset Patriots, he'll be back. Go get me another catcher. Can you get me a right-handed catcher that can hit? Or are we going to play the game where it's Ben Rice and it's Austin Wells and who's playing at first base? Some of you guys are going to call and say, go get Pete Alonso. I doubt that. I highly doubt that they pay Pete Alonso at his age and the years he's looking for and the price that Scott Boras is probably going to be shopping him for. But yeah, trust. It is not even November. This World Series has potentially four games left, maybe less. We're going to get to the hot stove point where every single day on The Fan, you're hearing rumors and you're hearing us talk about who we'd like to see the Yankees sign. Dominic is in East Rochester on The Fan. Go for it, Dom.
Keith McPherson.
Hey.
You know I love you, but you're a fraud. You know, you said you weren't going to talk hot stove, and you just talked about hot stove.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care, and then I just went off for 5 minutes.
I don't care. You went all around the diamond.
Well, I mean, it's in my mind. I just don't. I'm not there yet, but clearly I am. I know. It never goes away. If you're a Yankee fan, I always say, like, if you're a Yankee fan, you're GMing the team and managing the team all year round.
I wasn't there either. Now you got me all wound up. So who's there tonight, Paulie?
Yep.
I told Paulie I wasn't going to talk about the Yankees. And, of course, I got something to say on the Yankees. But first of all, Keith, you know, I grew up in the 50s and 60s when baseball was baseball. I mean, you know, I was a Yankee fan, but we were baseball fans. You know, we knew the players on the other teams. You know, we didn't have the television coverage, of course. We used to read about them. I mean, we couldn't read enough stuff about them. Even though we were kids, you know, we read everything we could get our hands on. And you know something, Keith? I'm not a baseball fan anymore, and I'm just barely hanging on as a Yankee fan. One of the reasons I'm not a baseball fan anymore is Freddie Freeman. What in the heck were the Braves doing?
Was, I always remember him in tears. He thought he was going to end his career with Atlanta and with the Braves. And was it Alex Anthopoulos, the GM over there? He fumbled Freddie Freeman's situation completely, and Freddie Freeman is on his way to getting his third World Series ring. Freddie Freeman, the demon. You want to talk about a hitter? You want to talk about a pro? You want to talk about a guy that is like built to play first base and swing that left-handed bat? Like, he is a professional at bat. He's locked in. He's got ice in his veins, and when he's healthy, he's one of the best in the game. You don't let that guy go.
And Keith, I'm not saying necessarily I'm upset that he's not on the Yankees. Of course, we'd like to have him. I'm upset with the Braves. How about the fans? How about those kids, 10, 11, 12 years old, that are wearing Freddie Freeman jerseys? You know, and then MLB wants to keep these kids as fans?
Yeah, well, they're like, here's Matt Olson. Here's the best we can do for you guys. Here's Matt Olson.
And I know, Keith, I know it's tongue-in-cheek because the boss used to do it. The boss wanted somebody, he went and bought them, okay? But, you know, there was no cap then. So any team, not a cap, but you know what I mean, luxury taxes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anybody else could have done whatever they wanted to do too. But now these other teams, I understand they're limited. But shame on the Braves for the way that they handled that thing. And, you know, now I'm not a baseball fan anymore, Keith. I hate to admit it.
I understand. I understand. Thanks for the call, Dom. Like, I think Dom started off saying that he grew up in the 50s and 60s. So you've seen the Yankees win much more than me. But there is a part of the Yankee fan that I think is becoming jaded because we haven't won. Call us spoiled if you want. But, like, that's what we were brought up on. We literally watch Yes Network, and we watch every Yankeeography, Yankees classic. Like, it is in front of us in our stadium. There's a big-ass 27-time champion banner. You walk through the Great Hall. You go up to the Yankee Museum. You go to Monument Park. Like, that is what the Yankees are built on. Excellence, championships, winning. And so we're approaching the longest drought. It makes you envious of a team like the Dodgers. There's no drought in sight. They're going to be in it every year that Ohtani is there. And he set up his contract so that they can continue to reload. Yeah, we'll go get Blake Snell. Yeah, we'll go get Roki Sasaki after we got Yamamoto last year. Tyler Glasnow, come on down. You know, like, they're stacked and they don't stop adding. They make trades at the deadline, and in the winter they go and get whoever they need to get to fill out their roster. They play the best players, and they have a culture and a standard of excellence that – yeah, you're jealous of. And you think about why the Yankees can't do that. Why aren't the Yankees a pinnacle? Why aren't the Yankees at the top? because the Yankees have chosen some other things. They've put some other things in front of being the best. And I still tip my cap to the Dodgers because this loophole that they have, you know, with Ohtani and bringing the Japanese players over and then the deferrals and then, like, it's beautiful out there. They have a great ballpark. They had 53,000 people at that game last night. They lead MLB in attendance. Who wouldn't want to play with Ohtani and be a Dodger? 888-808-1019. Game four is coming up. The Knicks are about to start. 1 hour down, 4 hour to go.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.